We're continuing in the Ein Yaakov. We're up to page Nun Beis Amud Beis in the Standard Editions, Tractate Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Daled in the Gemara. Amar Ravacha Bar Ida Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We have a quote from Rabbi Yochanan who compiled the Jerusalem Talmud. And he tells us the following. Minayin l'shinui begadim. How do we know that changing one's garments is a way of showing honor in front of Hashem min haTorah? How do we see that in Torah, that changing clothing is a way of showing honor? Shenemar, the Torah says, ufashat et begadav velavash begadim achirim. The Torah says, when the Kohen takes out the ashes from the Beit HaMikdash, so then he changes out of his royal clothing, and he wears jeans, he wears something that's cheap. He doesn't wear the royal clothing that he would wear at the time that he is serving Hashem. So we see that part of honoring the service of Hashem is that you wear honorable clothing at the time you're serving Hashem. You're going out to do things that are dirty. You're going to fix your car. You're going to take out the ashes. So you're going to work with things that get a person dirty. Torah says, change your clothing, wear other clothing for that job. That means when I'm serving Hashem, I wear respectable clothing. When I do other duties, I wear other clothing. So this is relevant to our Shabbos. We should try to have special clothing for Shabbos. This is also relevant to Tefillah. Our Tefillah is in place of the service of Hashem. So we should try to wear whatever is considered respectable clothing in the society we live in honor of Tefillah. So now I'm going to wear a Giorgio Armani suit every time I daven? Well, that depends. Do you wear a Giorgio Armani suit every day for work? You know, there are people who they dress so fancy for work. The guy has a top job, he has to dress fancy, he's representing a law firm or who knows what, he has to wear fancy clothing for work. So he's going to show up to shul in his sweatsuit, you know, he rolls out of bed, he's wearing a sweatsuit, he runs over to shul, davens, and when he finishes davening, he goes home, he takes a shower, he shaves, he dresses up in his beautiful clothing and goes to work. So obviously there's something not so proper about that. If you're going to dress nicely for your job, you should dress nicely when you come to shul. So whatever we consider decent clothing, that's how we dress for shul. Whatever we would consider a decent way of dressing. The Kohen Gadol is in the service of the Beit HaMikdash, so he wears nice clothing. When I was in Merkaz Arav, there were a lot of guys who had a special shirt for davening. And they'd come to daven, 2 minutes before davening, they'd go to the restroom, switch their shirt, wear a nice shirt in honor of davening. Another yeshiva I was in, people would put on a hat and jacket. A different yeshiva I was in, people would put on a tie. Whatever is considered respectable attire in that society, so we wear nice clothing. You don't have to wear your fanciest stuff, right? You don't wear your wedding suit for every Shemona Esrei. But we should be dressed decently, whatever we would consider decent. Vitana de Be'er Bishmael, we have a brighter from the Academy of Rabbi Ishmael, Limda Torah Derech Eretz, the Torah taught us the correct etiquette in telling us change your clothing for taking out the ashes. The Torah taught us begadim shebishel ben kdera lerabo, the clothing you wear when you're cooking in the kitchen, alimzog ben kos lerabo, when you have to serve the dishes, don't come out of the kitchen wearing that clothing that has a streak of ketchup and a streak of who knows what you've been cooking. You know, you have all the chazerai from the kitchen is smeared all over your clothing. That's why we wear aprons and stuff. So don't wear those clothing when you go to greet your Rebbe. When you're going to serve, you don't want your waiter showing up outside with clothing smeared with oil and fats and ketchup and who knows what. Right? You want the waiter to be dressed nicely. So the Torah says, okay, the clothing you wear for preparing the food is not the clothing you should wear when you're serving the food. And that's why the Torah said, when you're taking out the ashes, so wear different clothing. There's a Rashi, not here, in a different place, which says another point, which I always find interesting. Rashi says, we tend to think we won't get dirty. Right? You think, I'm going to do this and I'll be so careful, I won't get dirty. And then we're always surprised when we do get dirty, right? You always think, I'm going to do it and I won't get dirty, and shucks, this time it didn't work. But next time we do the same mistake. So Torah says, wear clothing you don't mind getting dirty. Switch, wear those clothing. When I have a shirt or pants that get destroyed, they get a stain that doesn't come out, or they get a tear or something, I save them. For those days, I have to work. I have to change a tire. Right? How many times do you have to change a tire? So if you're on the road, you're on your way to a wedding, so you try to figure out what am I going to do, you take off your suit, you take off your jacket, you do what you can to cover yourself, so when you change that tire, you'll get the least amount of clothing dirty. But if you're at home and you have to change the tire, so then it's sheer laziness not to change a shirt and pants and whatever. You're going to get them dirty, right? You have to bend under, you use the jack, you use greasy stuff, just the taking off the hubcaps and taking off the nuts and bolts of the tire. Once you handle them, your hands get dirty, and then if you touch your shirt gets dirty. So an intelligent person prepares. Rashi tells us we have a weakness. We tend to think we won't get dirty. We always think I'll be able to do it without getting dirty, and then we get surprised we do. That's why the Torah mentions that the kohen should change his clothing. Wear different clothing when you're dealing with the ash. That's this concept. Amar Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Next quote from Rabbi Chiya Baraba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Who is Rabbi Yochanan? Compiled the Jerusalem Talmud. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, who's the halacha like? Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, halacha like? Rabbi Yochanan. Rav and Shmuel, who's the halacha like? Rav, when we speak about Isurim, prohibitions, and Shmuel, when we speak about monetary matters. What was Shmuel good at? He was a doctor. He was also an astronomer, right? That was Shmuel. He was Rebbe's doctor. Okay, so Rav Yochanan says, "Gnayu l'talmid chacham." It is a shame for a talmid chacham sheyetze b'minalim hamtulaim lashuk. If he goes out to the marketplace and there are worms in his shoes are wormy. They're already like so worn out that they're despicable. Don't wear that. So why did they have to tell us that? Because the Talmud Chacham, by his nature, doesn't care. He's not thinking about that. He'll wear his clothing and they'll get old and he'll say, I can still get use out of it. I'll still wear it. So the rabbi said, pay attention. You're representing Torah. You have to dress differently. About 150 years ago in the yeshivas, they started insisting that students shave and dress nicely and wear white collar and wear suits. This did not used to be the case. But at the time of the Haskalah movement, when people were tempted to send their kids to the gymnasium and to the different secular education that almost ensured that the child would not grow up to be Torah observant, so the rabbi said, we have to ensure that the yeshivas attract people. So they told the students, you have to dress up in a way that's respectable, that the society will respect those who learn Torah. And that's when students of yeshiva started wearing very respectable white-collar clothing, suits and hats and jackets and ties and white shirts and all that. There was a time where students didn't do that. In Merkaz Arav, the students all wore jeans and t-shirts. And the rabbi said, get hats and jackets and white shirts, don't dress like that. And the students didn't listen. Like Rav Kook told his students he wants them to wear hats and jackets. He said, that's the way a yeshiva student should dress. And the student said, we are a yeshiva that connects the Torah to the nation, and so we have to dress like the nation. And the rabbis didn't agree. The rabbis said they should wear hats and jackets and suits and ties. And when I came to Merkaz Arav, I came from a yeshiva in Chutz Lartz, and I had a hat and jacket, and I was uncomfortable because people thought I was one of the Rosh Yeshiva, right? Only the Rosh Yeshiva wore hats and jackets. So one of the rabbis came over to me when I came and he said, don't change. They should learn from you. You shouldn't learn from them. One of the rabbis, because Rav told me, and then they told me, Rav Kook wanted the students to dress like this. So I stopped wearing the hat when I was in the yeshiva because that stuck out too much. But the jacket and the shirt, so at least for davening, I kept it on. So one time I went to the Rosh Yeshiva to wish him good Shabbos. So all the students were without jackets. I took off my jacket and I took off my tie. And I wanted to blend in with everyone. So I came to the Rosh Yeshiva and he stops me and he says, where's your jacket? So I said, I want to be like everyone else. He said, no, they should be like you. You shouldn't be like them. So even 10 years ago, I'm saying 10 years ago, 20 years ago, the Rosh Yeshiva of Merkaz Arav still held that the students have to should be dressed more respectably. And the students still don't listen. I'm saying the students still today, you go to Merkaz Arav, you see the rabbis there, the students, they still dress like the common folk. They wear jeans and t-shirts and they don't want to they don't want to dress differently. But from above, there was a different opinion. I'm saying Rav Kook held differently, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook held differently, Rav Avraham Shapiro held differently. So there's a famous story that they once came to Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, and they told him, you know, you got a stain on your hat. So he said, are you sure? He said, I'm not sure. The student wanted to be respectful. So he said, Rabbi, I think you have a stain on your hat. I think you have a stain on your hat. So he said, okay, if you're not sure if there's a stain, and I'm not sure if I'm a Talmud Chacham, then I could leave. I could go like that. So that was, and that's what the Gemara is about to say. Ravacha Bar Chanina used to go out with torn up shoes. His shoes weren't that torn up. They were only a little torn up, so that's still okay. Rav Yochanan said the following: if a Talmud Chacham walks outside and people see a grease stain on his clothing, chayav mita, he deserves the death penalty. Shenemal, the pasuk says, kol misanai avu mavet. The pasuk says, those who hate Torah, they love death. If you hate Torah, you should know it's not a good thing. Al tikri misanai ela masniai. So Rav Yochanan said, it means not only those who hate Torah, but those who cause others to hate Torah. If we walk outside and we represent Torah, and we're dressed in a way that causes people to think, oh, people who learn Torah are slobs, so then that causes people to hate Torah. So in the days of the Talmud, it was a person who walked outside with grease stains. So they looked at him and they said, the yeshiva guys walk around, they're greasy, they're slobby, who wants to learn Torah? So that's what Rav Yochanan said, he's chayav misa if he walks around that way. But this is something that people look down upon. This is not something that's not the same thing as the question of, do I wear more respectable clothing or less respectable clothing? If I'm dressed decently, it doesn't matter. Meaning no one's saying that if a guy walks around in jeans, there's a problem. Rav Kook held that in order to bring up the value of Torah, people who learn Torah should be dressed more respectably. His students felt that they're connecting the Torah to the people. And I'll tell you two quick stories. Number one, Tenuva was owned by the kibbutzim. Tenuva is the largest manufacturer here in Israel. They make the cheese products. They're the biggest seller of fruits and vegetables. They sell meat. Tenuva is really an organization. It's a corporation of the kibbutzim. And Tenuva, in the beginning of the state, refused to have a hechsher. They wouldn't let a rabbi come in and say that their food products are kosher or oversee and give a label what is and isn't. Along came a man named Rav Daum to Merkaz Arav, and he was a guy who grew up on the kibbutzim, a big, big guy, and he was a big Talmud Chacham. And then he, who was friendly with the kibbutzim, because that's where he grew up, he went to the kibbutzim and he was able to convince them to allow him to come in and be the officiating rabbi. And through him, Tenuva shifted and allowed rabbinic oversight. And since then, he was the one who broke into Tenuva and got the Tenuva to agree to have rabbinic oversight. And slowly, their products, more and more products, got a signature that they have oversight and they are kosher. The issue wasn't that it wasn't kosher. The issue was they weren't willing to let anyone sign on that it is kosher. So we didn't know what was going on there, right? So one day Rav Daum, who learned Merkaz Arav, came back to Yeshiva Sir Tzihuda, called him over, and he says, I hear you're the rabbi of Tenuva now. So he said, yeah. So he said, you can't walk around in jeans like that. You're the rabbi of Tenuva. You have to dress like a rabbi. And he said, no, I got into Tenuva because I'm not dressed like a rabbi. Because I'm dressed like this, that's why they're letting me in. And Rav Tzihuda said, no, you represent Torah, you have to get a hand jacket. And he said, no, I have to dress like this. And he went back and forth and back and forth. And Rav Tzihuda said, I'm not asking you. He took out money and he gave him money and he said, by this afternoon, I want you to come back to me and you buy a hat and jacket. Here's the money, go buy it. So Rav Daum that afternoon was summoned by Rav Tzvi Yehuda. So Rav Tzvi Yehuda said, I want to see your hat and jacket. So Rav Daum came in, he had bought this big army husky jacket, which had a hood. He said, here's the jacket and here's the hat. And he said, that's what I bought with your money. So he didn't agree. That's one story. And the second story, quick story. I was in MTJ and... MTJ is Rav Feinstein's yeshiva, and it was a wintry day. It was the autumn when it was changing seasons from summer to winter, and suddenly it became very, very cold. And I saw one of the rabbis there, and I asked him, did you come with a coat? And the rabbi said, no, I didn't expect it to turn this cold. So I said, I have an extra coat. I had a very nice, respectable coat I wore on Shabbos, and I had my weekday coat, which was this big, husky coat. So I gave him the big husky coat, and I went to get my Shabbos coat. Then I looked at it, and I said, he's the rabbi, I'm the student, he should wear the nice coat, I'll wear the plain coat. So I ran after him, and I said, Rabbi, I wasn't thinking, you take the nice coat, I'll wear the other coat. So he said, no, what's the difference between us? I said, you're a rabbi, you walk in the street, I'm a student, what difference does it make? I wear this coat, you shouldn't wear this coat. And he said to me, on the street, there's no difference between me and you. I said, what do you mean? He said, everyone on the street looks at us. They don't know the difference. They don't say he's the rabbi, he's the student. They say they both represent Torah. It's respectable enough for you. It's respectable enough for me. I said, but you're the rabbi. And he said, again, on the street, there's no difference. And he ran. And I ran after him. And he ran down 4 flights. And he wouldn't take the coat from me. He ran outside. He said, it's good enough. If it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me. But the flip side of what he said was also very important, that I couldn't get away with saying, I'm not a rabbi, I walk on the street, I don't represent anything. Meaning I took it the other way. I said, oh my gosh, when I walk on the street, people look at me as a rabbi, now I have to behave. Yeah, now we have to behave. The truth is, when you wear a yarmulke and you walk out on the street, whether you like it or not, you represent Torah. So if it's decent, it's decent. That's why he took the regular husky coat, right? But his point goes both ways.